News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 presents Town Square Tonight. Your chance to speak with Jersey Shore newsmakers about the issues that affect you. Call 732-505-1160. Now from WOBM News, Town Square Tonight on News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160, 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
November 12th, 2014. The day after we paid homage to the men and women who have defended American principles on battlefields around the world. Some of us will stow the stars and stripes and the memories until Memorial Day, but not everybody gets to do that. Everyone who's come back carries that around, and there are families of people who didn't come back for whom every day is a day that is filled with Memorial Day. Some ways, they've all helped us channel our energies and leave us a little better off and a little more mindful. And we want to pay that respect tonight, even if it is a day after Veterans Day, because there's a lot going on with veterans tonight and tomorrow. We're going to find out about that and into the future. I'm Tom Mongelli, WOBM News. So pull up a chair, spend a few minutes with a vet who rarely pulls up a chair himself. Terry Fearon served in the Vietnam era and is the judge advocate for VFW Post 8867 in Brick Township. That tank that sits outside the hall, well, Terry got it there. Right now, he's on a mission to permanently link one of the shore's busiest bridges with military men and women, and he's on a mission to create a monument. And let's talk about those two things. Thank you for coming in, Terry.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's start a little bit with just your background. I mean, a lot of people know you. You got 1,500 respondents on LinkedIn?
Yeah, I have a LinkedIn site. It's just in my name, but basically it's to promote the Gold Star families and Gold Star mothers. To them, every day is Memorial Day, while yesterday and the whole weekend we celebrated living veterans. These people deal with an empty chair that is in their homes on a daily basis.
This has really become your focus at this time of your life, hasn't it?
Well, I've come to find out, I was a marketing executive years ago, and from understanding what they are and working with them now over the last 6 or 7 years, helping solve some problems with them, I realized they don't really have a voice. You know, there's no one that's really promoting them. Everybody knows them, and we always say, as living veterans, we always say we have to honor our dead and take care of our widows and orphans, and there are a lot of things that does that. But to give you a number, the New Jersey Gold Star Mothers over the last couple of years only received about $10,000 to $12,000 in donations, and they're hard to come by, which when you see the donations given out to many other different charitable organizations, these people gave the ultimate that they could give, and that was a member of their family. So to me, it's dear to my heart because a friend of mine, we were born about 5 minutes apart, went all the way up through school and into the over to Nam, and he was killed, and I came back. So I still visit his grave up in Summit, New Jersey.
Let's talk a little bit about the history of that, because there are people who don't even know what a Gold Star family actually means. It sounds like some sort of an honor. You know, Gold Star has this impression of achievement, but in a way it is. But it was a singular message that was being sent, and it was in windows.
Yes, you had when someone would go in the service, the family. This goes back into the early 1900s and up through World War II. It was prominent where you would have a banner that had a red border and then a white center, and then there would be a blue star on that, and they would hang that in the window, which meant that you had a child serving in the service. Some families had two or three of those banners in the windows. When that child or that person was killed, then they sewed a gold star over the top of that. And that was not a group that many people really want to belong to. They're forced into that. But in defense of the country and our freedom, this is a cost that not a lot of people know about. I have been surprised by the professionals. I have a LinkedIn site. It's just TJ Fearon. And it's nothing about me. It's all about the Gold Star families and about the men and women that didn't come back. Any of your videos that you hear only once a year on Memorial Day, this is on that site at all times.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that the Gold Stars have a problem of dealing with this on a constant basis, where we say Happy Veterans Day, and then when it comes to Memorial Day, now has become a hot dog and a hamburger beer party. They say celebrate Memorial Day because they would like to celebrate the remembrance. If you ever go to a repass is meant to celebrate the person that has passed away.
Right.
Right.
And they don't have the benefit of a high-flown publicity mill. They don't have the means to get their message out there in a broad way the way a lot of people do. So what Terry is doing, friends, is helping them get a permanent marker in Holmdel. Tell us about what you're doing up there.
I'm a trustee on the New Jersey Gold Star Family Monument Committee. And what has happened there is the Gold Star families need to be recognized, because if you're familiar with the New Jersey Run for the Fallen, there were 180 Gold Star markers with families at them. We did that in the last part of September. So there's something that needs to be done to help promote the families, because the Gold Star mothers have been around for close to 100 years. But there are family members that need to be addressed also. And we're a 501c3 corporation. I believe the website is New Jersey Gold Star Family Monument.org, or you can just Google up New Jersey Gold Star Family Monument, and you'll be able to donate something. If you can donate a couple dollars, anything would help. It's not going to be some glamorous monument, but it is going to be a statement of the families that have given the children, and that is the true cost of war.
And this is going to be near the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Holmdel.
Yes, it'll be out in front. Ken Gerberts, a Gold Star dad that I'm on this committee with, he was instrumental in putting the helicopter in, that is now mounted in front of the Vietnam Memorial. So this monument will be about maybe 100 feet from that.
And do you have a design already in place? Have you scoped out what it's going to cost? Do you know how much you're going to need to get this done?
Yeah, we ballparked it in. It's going to be a large granite, like a pentagon. We tried to get a star, but to make a star, it's a little bit difficult because at a point you wouldn't be able to write much on it. So it'll be more like an octagon or a pentagon. But it'll basically be around a 40-ton piece of granite, black granite, and then it will be etched. Each panel will be etched with different information about what is a Gold Star family. So because of the Vietnam Memorial, you have many school children come and visit that. So this is a great place for them to understand what Gold Star families are.
Maybe pass that on to another generation.
Right.
Yeah. It should be noted that Terry Ferron was a CB. He doesn't really share that with everybody. but it should be noted that, you know, what's the phrase? CBs get it?
Can do.
Can
Nothing's
do.
Nothing's impossible, just takes me a little longer.
And in full disclosure, Terry and I have been talking for 10 years, I think, now. And this is the first time we've actually laid eyes on each other. But because he's always going somewhere, and all I get are emails and phone calls. And that's the only way we've ever exchanged any information. But he is a tireless worker. And if you know of anyone who's lost someone in combat, you know what this is like. If you are one, you know what this is like. Let's have that. It's New Jersey.
It's
Gold Star Mothers.
New Jersey Gold Star Family Monument.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just Google up New Jersey Gold Star Family Monument.
Uh-huh. And do you have a projected date of when you'd like to have that done?
It should be 1 year from now that it will be set. We have a granite monument company has already given us a ballpark price. It's not going to be that grandiose. I think it's going to be maybe $80,000 for the unit itself. And then we have other companies that are donating some landscaping work, different masonry work that needs to be done.
And you've already organized all that.
Yeah, we've been meeting for about a year. And, you know, it's when you start, and sometimes you get a little far out to the left and then back over to the right, and we think we're in the middle of the road right now.
Terry Fearon of Brick Township from the VFW up there, and our guest tonight on Town Square Tonight, that's just one thing that he's doing. When we come back, if you drive that bridge between Point Pleasant and Brielle, you're going to see a lot of doings over there tomorrow, and Terry's going to tell you about it right after this.
The Lester Glenn Family of Dealerships presents Ask the Governor.
You're hurting the working man.
Who's hurting the working man? You guys crack me up. You call and complain to me I put more money into the pension system than any governor in history. The fact is that folks in your line of work should pay a fair share for your health benefits. And it should not be on the back of every taxpayer in this state, which is what it is.
Ask the Governor, presented by Lester Glenn Hyundai, Route 37 Toms River and Route 72 in Manahawkin.
It's all a part of the Town Square News Network.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-375-1175. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-375-1175. That's 800-375-1175. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-375-1175 today.
Jamie Pavlis Real Estate is now offering new snowbird management services. Let them watch over your property while you're away. With almost 40 years of property management experience, Jamie Pavlis Real Estate is fully insured. They offer weekly interior and exterior inspection, extreme conditions monitoring, weekly email reports and photos. They'll be your security system contact and more. So relax and enjoy peace of mind. Jamie Pavlis Real Estate. Call 732-542-2223. Visit Pavlis.com or text Pavlis to 22828.
WOBMAM.com has a mobile site optimized for your smartphone, powered by Toyota World of Lakewood. Deals seem to be the same everywhere you turn, but Toyota World of Lakewood delivers unbelievable deals and excellent customer service. Visit their new state-of-the-art facility and see what everyone is talking about. Or visit them online 24 hours a day at LakewoodToyota.com. That's LakewoodToyota.com.
Here's a financial tip from Josh Jelinski of the Jelinski Advisory Group. Purchase term insurance, life insurance, and disability insurance. These protect you and your family for future events that may impact your life. If you would like to learn more strategies, call him today at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-5674 to schedule a one-hour financial planning session. Or visit Jelinski.org. Securities offered through JW Cole Financial Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Jelinski Advisory Group and JW Cole are unaffiliated entities.